All right, welcome all to the fiscal planning subcommittee meeting of October 21st. We are now being recorded. It's an open meeting. I remind everybody that the meeting is open, so don't mute your or don't put yourselves on hold. I would say mute yourselves, but we're going to move pretty quickly for this, so I don't think you even need to do that. So before we get started, Cottrell, could you take roll?
Sure. Judge Conklin?
I'm present.
Judge Gabe?
Present.
Judge Larch?
Present.
Judge Zahner? Ms. Bartleson? Mr. Pinky?
I'm here.
Mr. Landry?
Good morning, I'm here.
Thank you. Ms. Levere?
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Rule?
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Taylor?
Here.
And Mr. Yamasaki?
Good morning, present.
Thank you. We have a quorum, Judge Conklin.
Great. I heard a few people click in while we're taking roll. Judge Zahner or Cam Bartleson, have you joined us? Okay, we'll listen for their beeps as we go. The meeting is underway. We have no public comment that I'm aware of. So with that, I'm going to invite a motion to approve the minutes. The minutes are in your report at page 3. Is there a motion to approve? That's from the September 29th meeting. So I heard with that. Great, Judge. Thank you. Is there a second?
Gabe, seconds.
Moved and seconded as the minutes from September 29th be approved. Considering this is a phone meeting rather than ask for an individual vote, is there any opposition to that motion? Hearing no opposition, the minutes unanimously pass. So now we get to the items at hand. We have action items for both new requests and amended requests. I think we've all been through, even with our new members now, at least one prior meeting of this. So in case anybody is listening in from the public, you may note that these meetings move along at a rather expeditiously. That's not a reflection of an intent to ignore these requests. Rather, it's a reflection of the members' work in these areas. They're very familiar with these requests. It's also a reflection of how thorough the requests are. So if there's no objection from the members, what I'm going to do is for the courts that have submitted numerous requests, I'm going to invite a motion. We'll invite discussion and then a motion to approve those requests in one single motion rather than take them individually, which gets us to Imperial. Imperial, are you with us on the call? All
right. Yes, hi, good morning. This is Rodolfo, Director of Finance. Hi, doing today.
Great. So Imperial has joined us. The courts are not required to join, but always welcome to join if there's any questions on their requests. As noted in your report, in the report submitted, Imperial has three individual requests totaling $273 million, if my math is right. Those requests include $32,000 for courtroom furniture in three courthouses, $42,000 for exterior cleaning and improvements, and $199,000 for audiovisual upgrades. Any questions of any members of the committee for Imperial on those three requests considered together? I hear none. Is there a motion to approve Imperial's requests?
Pinky moves.
Is there a second?
Rule seconds.
Moved by Mr. Pinky and seconded by Mr. Rule that the three requests from Imperial be approved. Now that it's been moved and seconded, any further discussion? Hearing none, is there any opposition to the group requests from Imperial Superior Court? I've waited. I've heard no opposition. Therefore, Imperial, your requests are approved unanimously by this committee. Thank you so much for the work in submitting these requests. We appreciate that.
Thank you very much for your time, and I appreciate it. Have a nice day.
You do the same.
Thank you.
Next, we move to an individual request from King's Superior Court for $381,000 for a new case management system. Is King's on the call with us?
Yes, I am. This is Nakona, the CEO.
Great. Thank you, and welcome to the call. We appreciate you being with us. We are considering the report that you've submitted. We appreciate the work you put in. Any questions of King's on their request? Hearing no questions of Kings, is there a motion to approve the Kings Superior Court request in the amount noted?
This is Yamasaki.
Move approval.
So I heard David first, so I'll give David credit moving first, and then I think I heard Judge Larsh, and if I did, we'll consider that as a second. It's been moved and seconded that the King's request be approved. Any discussion? Hearing none. Any opposition? None. So therefore, King's, your request also is approved unanimously. Thank you so much for the report. We appreciate that. And finally, on the new request, I'm sorry, there's a few more. On the next new request is from Mono in the amount of 111 to replace its outdated overhead projection television systems and LED screens. Mono, are you with us today?
Yes. Good morning. This is Tammy LaFrambois, the fiscal director.
Great. Thanks so much for joining the call. Thanks so much for your report and request. Any questions for Mono on their request? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve Mono's request?
Thank you. I'll move.
Second?
Landry, second.
I heard a bunch, but I heard Landry first. So we'll show Finke moved, Landry seconded. Any discussion on Mono's request? Hearing none, any opposition to Mono's request? Hearing none, Mono's request is approved unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you for your consideration.
You bet. We next move to Monterey. Monterey has two requests. So Chris Rule is a committee member. And so, Chris, you typically at this point move you abstain from the discussion on your own court's request, correct?
Correct. And I will abstain on the vote as well.
Great. Now, are you here on behalf of Monterey, or is there somebody else from Monterey on these requests on the call?
I believe Colin Simpson is also here from Monterey.
Magic, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, sir?
Good. Good to hear your voice. Okay, so there's two requests for Monterey in the amount of $728,000 for the two separate requests, one of $507,000 for equipping and furnishing the new Family Justice Center and Civil Courthouse, and another of $221,000 for power infrastructure and data center issues. Is there any questions of Monterey on either of those requests? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the Monterey request considered together?
Yamasaki moves.
I heard Yamasaki first, and then I heard Gabe, so I'll give Yamasaki the first and Gabe the second. It's been moved and seconded concerning Monterey's two requests. Any further discussion? Hearing none, is there any opposition to the Monterey request showing that Chris Rule is abstaining? Hearing none, Chris, thanks so much. And Colin, thank you so much for joining us. Good to hear your voice. I'll deem the Monterey requests approved unanimously. Thank you. And finally, on the new requests, we get the San Benito request of $1.5 million to digitize physical case files held in an offsite and destroy those files that are beyond their retention period. Is San Benito on the call with us?
Yes, this is Gil Florio, executive officer.
Great. Thank you. Welcome. We appreciate your report. Any questions for San Benito on their request? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the San Benito request?
Rule moves.
Rule moves. Second?
Thank you. Second.
Finke seconded. Rule moves. Finke seconds the San Benito request as now being considered. Any questions? Any further discussion on the San Benito request? Hearing none, any opposition to the San Benito request? Hearing none, I'll deem the San Benito request approved unanimously. Thanks so much, San Benito, for joining us. We appreciate your report in this area. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So, folks, we now have three amended requests. The first is an amended request from Calaveras Superior Court to use. So what they have is unused funds from a remaining request previously approved of $244,000. They're asking to use unused funds in the amount of, I believe, $139,000 for the to update audio and video equipment. Calaveras, are you with us?
Yes, Pamela James, Administrative Services Manager.
Great, thank you. And I just out of curiosity called this morning, not to discuss anything of substance except to ask the general parameters of this program. And Colin clarified for me that it's not only appropriate for a court such as Calaveras to ask for approval to essentially shift funds from one project to another, it's encouraged. So we have experience in the past that courts have had funds remaining that have been approved and they've used them for an alternative project without asking this for this committee's approval. And we've had to go back to them and ask them to resubmit. So Calaveras, we appreciate you working ahead here in asking for approval to shift these funds, so to speak.
Okay.
With that being said, are there any questions?
Just a correction. I just wanted to make clear the call was to Cottrell with Judicial Counsel and not to Colin.
Oh, did I say Colin? I'm sorry,
that's
Cottrell.
Correct.
Sorry. I'm in trial mode, so I apologize. Yes, it was to Cottrell, not to Colin. Cottrell is obviously very valuable to us in preparing these reports. I apologize, Cottrell. With that being said, and hearing no discussion, is there a motion to approve the Calaveras request?
Gabriel.
All right, I'll move. So I just moved, not hearing one, but is there a second?
Gabe seconds.
Moved by me, by Judge Conklin, and seconded by Judge Gabe for the Calaveras request. Any further discussion? Any opposition? Calaveras, your request is approved. Thank you so much, and it's unanimous approval. Thanks.
Thank you.
Next, from back to Monterey, so we'll show that Chris Rule is once again abstaining on this. And Colin, have you joined us again?
I have. Go Dodgers.
Okay, so it's Colin is from Monterey, and then Cottrell is on as submitting the report on behalf of Judicial Services. So I'm getting my names correctly. Monterey has submitted a request to hold additional funds to add to the $167,000 to expand services and the total amount held of $247,000. Any questions for Monterey on this request? And is there a motion to approve the Monterey request?
Landry moves.
And Yamasaki seconds.
Moved by Mr. Landry, seconded by Mr. Yamasaki. Thank you both so much. Any further discussion? Any opposition to the Monterey request? Hearing none, Monterey, your request is approved unanimously, showing that Mr. Rule has abstained from the vote. And thanks again. Thanks, Monterey. Appreciate it. And finally, moving to Shasta, our last amended request, asked to hold additional funds from its 2021 fund balance. It adds $472,000 to the request originally submitted for facility and courtroom modifications. Shasta, are you with us? All right, it doesn't appear Shasta's with us, and that, again, that's not necessary once they submit the request. Considering the fact they're not with us, there's nobody asked questions of. Is there any concerns by committee members about this? Or if not, is there a motion to approve?
Rule moves.
Who was that?
Rule.
Oh, thanks, Chris. Second?
Gabe seconds.
Thank you. Second.
Moved, and I'll show a tie between Finke and Gabe. So, Cottrell, you can pick who it is that seconded.
I will defer to Judge Gabe, Judge Conklin. As always, I defer to my judicial officer command.
And in reality, we always defer to our CEOs, but we'll show to make it official. So the minute
agreed.
Judge Gabe is the second. So it's been moved and seconded that Shasta's request be approved. Any further discussion? Any opposition? Shasta's approved unanimously. Cottrell, have I left anything out?
Nope, that's everything.
All right, and thanks. Thanks again for being such a good sport about my swapping names. I appreciate it. Anything else for the good of the order, folks? Okay, I know you all have a busy schedule ahead of you today. Thanks so much for taking the time. Appreciate it very much. Hearing nothing further, this meeting is adjourned. Everybody be well.
And
thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
The host has